Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is telling American voters Tuesday night why they should re-elect her husband, President Donald Trump, delivering a keynote address from the White House Rose Garden on this, the second night of the Republican National Convention. Other key speakers are set to voice their support for the president as well, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has prompted a controversy by speaking to the Republican convention on Trump's behalf from Israel while he is on a diplomatic mission to the Jewish state. Typically, the top U.S. diplomat has not played a role in U.S. elections and has been viewed as an apolitical representative for the U.S. in overseas relations rather than the political party of the president who appointed him or her. A handful of opposition Democrats have criticized Pompeo for breaking the tradition of staying out of the presidential race. Representative Joaquin Castro, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee, announced he would lead a full investigation for Trump. The 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial. They are a chance through a widespread media coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another White House term. Trump has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day, but the polls show Democrat Joe Biden leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points. This according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. Now, Biden's edge is a bit thinner in several key battleground states that could once again prove decisive in the election. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the U.S. black man who was shot Sunday by police in the city of Kenosha in the state of Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. He was shot in the back by police following a confrontation with officers. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. Shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southwestern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Protesters led by Black Lives Matter activists planned to march again Tuesday night. The shooting occurred nearly 3 months after the May 25th death of another black man in that custody of the Minneapolis police in Minnesota. The death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests against perceived police brutality and racism. The sentencing hearing for the New Zealand mosque shooter resumed for a third day in Christchurch court on Wednesday. Australian white supremacist Brenton Harris Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and 1 count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in the country to be sentenced to life in prison without parole, the toughest sentence available. And Pakistan said Tuesday it was hopeful about prospects the U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghanistan, warring parties, to end the country's long conflict. The optimism stemmed from a meeting between the Pakistani foreign minister when visiting with also with the Afghan Taliban delegation. The proposed talks, a product of the February 29th landmark peace deal the U.S. signed with the Taliban to help end decades of Afghan violence and allow U.S. troops to withdraw from the country by the middle of next year. The deal called for the Taliban to free 1,000 Afghan security forces they held captive. In exchange, the Afghan government was supposed to release up to 5,000 insurgent prisoners. While the Taliban has already released in phases all the detainees since the swap began back in April, Kabul has freed all but about 320 Taliban prisoners. Afghan officials have cited security concerns and pressure from foreign governments for not setting the remaining prisoners free. The detainees they maintain are involved in deadly attacks against Afghans and citizens from other countries. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.